Unit 23. Fashion and Speech. One of the main functions of fashion is to distinguish between us and them, to determine who's an insider and who's an outsider. Just look at a teenager's way of dressing. Their clothes are a declaration of solidarity with the group they belong to, which is why they all look the same. Of course, there are always a few dissidents who prefer not to fit in. They shun the fashions of their mainstream peers.
Fashion does not only apply to clothes, but also activities and even speech.
Here, we're not just talking about colloquial speech that anybody might use, but rather youthful slang that is almost a different dialect. It seems like they've signed a pact not to be comprehensible, and it is intentionally enough to induce fury in their parents. Although some change is inherent in language and we all adapt to it, there's no way for an adult to achieve proficiency in this form of teenage speech. I must say, though, that teenage slang is not all bad. If you can get past your prejudices, you will find that it's a robust and descriptive form of expression. For example, rather than the word vomit, which is quite dull, there are at least 109 slang expressions you might hear, including blow chunks and pray to the porcelain god.
Vocabulary.
Outsider.
The changes to the organization were not apparent to an outsider.
Dressing.
The stylist taught the rich man better ways of dressing and speaking.
Declaration.
Everyone clapped at the new mayor's declaration that he would fight crime.
Solidarity.
Many people came to the rally to show their solidarity with the anti-war activists.
Dissident.
The communist government arrested many dissidents after the demonstration.
Shun.
There was one house the townspeople all shunned because they said it was haunted.
Colloquial.
She paid through her nose is a colloquial expression meaning she paid a lot of money for something.
Youthful.
The 40-year-old model was lucky to keep her youthful good looks.
Slang.
Slang may sound cool, but many people find it hard to understand.
Dialect.
The dialect of this region is very different from the standard language.
Pact.
Russia and Germany signed a pact that said they would not attack each other.
Comprehensible.
The man's accent was so strong that his English was barely comprehensible.
Induce.
The company induced Kim to take the job by offering her a much higher salary.
Fury.
You could see the fury in Steve's eyes after he heard the news.
Inherent.
May has an inherent distrust of all lawyers because she has had bad experiences with them.
Proficiency.
The rock star's proficiency with his guitar gained him many admirers.
Prejudice.
The old man told stories about the prejudice he encountered in his youth.
Robust.
While the other ships broke, this ship, which is more robust, survived the storm.
Descriptive.
Rhonda wrote a descriptive essay about her trip to France. She described the scenery in detail.
Vomit.
The gas had a horrible smell, and it made a few people actually vomit.